This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, and this is my co-host, RJ, and we're going to talk about the top flight division in Mexico today. This is match week number 2 of the Apertura season. Last week, we went 1-3, looking to improve on that. Hopefully this week, we've got 3 picks total for you, so we're really excited to get into it. RJ, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Coop. Good to be back again for week 2, looking for some redemption this week. And, you know, looking forward to the matchups in week 2. I think we saw some high-flying affairs, saw a couple duds. But overall, it was a pretty exciting week 1, and I think we'll be able to build on our 1-3 start to the season.
Yeah, it was exciting. And, you know, the thing with week 1 in any league that you're going to try to handicap, you've got new players coming in, new coaches, sometimes new tactics. You're not always 100% sure the way the teams are going to match up. Overall, I feel okay about our reads. You know, specifically, it came down to one game for us that we were both on. We were both on Chivas goals last week, and they created a lot of chances and just ended up not finding the back of the net, which happens sometimes. So, you know, we've seen some of these new players, how they fit in. We've seen, you know, teams, how they're matching up. I feel like we have a better idea going into match day number 2. And we're really excited to get into it. I'm going to touch on a little bit of transfer news just briefly, and then we'll hop into our official picks for this week. Tigres landed a forward, an Ecuadorian player named Jordi Caicedo or Sacedo. I'm not actually sure how it's pronounced. He was the leading goal scorer for CSKA Sofia, which is a Hungarian powerhouse. He scored 16 goals. He's 24 years old. He plays on the Ecuadorian national team, scores goals for them regularly. He is a good player. The notes, I watched a little bit of film on him. My notes, I'm going to say he's still a little bit raw. He's a super great athlete. He's very strong. He's 6'1", so he's pretty tall enough for a forward. He's an adequate finisher. I've just kind of got question marks about his ball skills. So, you know, Tigres pays, I think it was $5.5 million for him. They bring him in. They've been looking. They've been shopping forwards. They want somebody to pair with Gignac up top. So I don't think this guy's going to play like a wing. I mean, he could potentially, but his skill set is like, it looks like they're going to run 2 forwards. So you know, 38-year-old Gignac and then Jordi Caicedo coming in. You know, I feel like those 2 guys are going to lead the line for you. And it's going to be an interesting addition. I'm not really necessarily negative about it, but I'm not totally sold on it either. It's going to take some time for him to come in and adjust to this league, because it is a step up in competition from Hungary. So it's going to be interesting, but that was kind of our only, you know, decent sized splash of a transfer after match day 1. Not sure if he's going to play this week or not, but it'll be an interesting transfer story to follow.
Yeah, I've heard of him. I followed him a little bit in Ecuador. Like, he's come up through the Ecuador youth systems. He actually turned pro when he was like 16 or 17 years old, which is pretty impressive. You know, not many youngsters get to the top flight at that age. And he's kind of grown. I mean, yeah, he's scored 16 goals in 28 matches in the last, you know, season and a half, so to speak, in Bulgaria over there. And yeah, it'd be interesting to see how he transfers into Liga MX. I'm sure it's a completely different style of play, but we'll see how he does.
It is. It's going to be interesting to see him adjust. But with that, I know everybody's here for the picks, and we're here to help you guys find winners. So, RJ, if you want to take us into your first play, let it rip.
Yeah, so my first play for week two here is going to be in Puebla versus Santos Laguna. The match is Friday at 10:05 p.m. Eastern time. Puebla coming off a 4-2 win over Mazatlan on opening day. They were very impressive. You know, would expect to see goals against Mazatlan, right? They're pretty much one of the more weaker defensive side in terms of metrics. And from an XG perspective, which I'll be truthful, I don't normally look at XG. However, I think it's very important in the first, like early in the season, in the first few match days, because you can't really go by statistics. It's a new season. So XG is fairly important, in my opinion, to look at, especially in the first probably 3 to 5 weeks. And from an XG shot perspective, so a shot-based perspective, they had a 2.9. XG, which means essentially they should have scored three goals or the XG means that. So, and they ended up netting four. Yeah. And they had about 18 shots, quite a bit of shots. And I expect an entertaining match from Santos as well, who were victorious in week one against Monterrey. They won 4-3. Santos, on the other hand, had a 3.5 shot based XG. Again, they put up four goals, and based on what I saw, I watched some film from match day one. This is obviously going to be a bit of a tighter matchup. I don't expect to see, you know, 5-6 goals in this match, but I really do like both teams to score here at -128. I would expect this line to go a bit lower towards kickoff, just from the natural effect that I think the total will actually go lower. It's over 2.5 at +102 right now. But I really like both teams to score here. Both teams coming off a win. Both teams should be flying high. I don't really think there's any need to sort of let off the pedal. It's just, you know, I think both teams will find the net.
Yeah. Good info there. One thing to touch on that Puebla and Mazatlan matchup. This is a rematch of round one of the Clausura playoffs from last season, where Puebla beat Mazatlan 5-3. So to me, watching that game, there was almost like a personal element to that. And Mazatlan actually was one of the best expected goals allowed defensively last season in the Clausura season. And so they just kind of threw caution to the wind and didn't sit back. And they were, it looked like a personal, like grudge match, like, screw you, screw the tactics. We're going to try to outscore you. And that did not work out very well for Mazatlan. Obviously, they're not quite as talented as Puebla. Puebla have some bigger name players, and Puebla made them pay. But Puebla did look good. They looked great for the first like 10 games of last season.
Yeah, and then they faded.
Yeah, so you kind of wonder if this is just this team's identity and they're going to come out the first 8, 9, 10 games and go ham again. We would totally take that and be happy with it, especially in this match against Santos Laguna. Santos Laguna, meanwhile, beat Monterrey 4-3 in an absolute barn burner to open the season. And obviously Monterrey is one of the most, you know, they have one of the biggest payrolls, one of the biggest followings. So to beat them that way, even at home, was really impressive. And hopefully you guys got that +25, that 25-1 future locked in for Santos Laguna. That was basically the only long shot that we gave out in week one. So if you haven't got that future in, you probably still have time. I don't think it's going to move much after one match, but I do think Santos Laguna is worth a little look at that price tag for the future. But yeah, really, really like this play. Just to recap, RJ's first play is going to be Puebla and Santos Laguna at both teams to score.
Yes, sir.
So I'll hop into my one and only play today, but it is a spot that I really, really like. So only one play, but feel really good about it. Going to Club León and Pumas here. And I'm also going to take both teams to score here. It's going to be a multi-unit play for me and my clients. I've already sent it out. I want the price that we've got right now, which is -118. Found that on Bet Rivers. The way these two teams match up, I have a very hard time not seeing goals in general. But both teams to score is just priced, just, you know, a delectable price here at -118, given the way that these two teams match up. Week one, León goes on the road against Atlético San Luis, gets the W. They won 2-1. They created 6 big chances in that game, and created 2.78 expected goals. So, you know, from an analytic point of view, great production there. Great for them to get the win, creating a ton of big chances on the road. They're going to be at home for this one. But they had 2 main additions for week one that I wanted to watch before I put any money on this team. One was Lucas DiOrio, who is a winger out of the Chilean league. He was a standout for Everton Del Mar. He came over and just stepped right in, actually scored a goal. And then Joel Campbell came over from Monterrey and created 2 big chances himself. He didn't score any, but he paired really, really well with some of the pieces that León already has in place. They created a ton of chances. So, you know, that's good. They're going to be at home for this one. Pumas, meanwhile, come away with a 1-1 draw to open the season against Tijuana. We were on both teams to score there. That obviously cashed. But, you know, these guys still have very, very talented players in attack with, you know, Juan Dineno is one of the best forwards in Liga MX. You got Diogo comes in off the bench, scores a goal like in the first 60 seconds that he's in the game. So 2 very talented attacking units here and 2 defenses that were tied for second worst defensively last season. These 2 defenses literally were tied for second to worst. So what did these 2 clubs do? They didn't do anything to fix that issue. They literally didn't do anything. The only change we see here is Byron Castillo comes in at right back for León, and all he does to contribute to their defensive woes is scores an own goal for his own team. So both defenses are going to be Swiss cheese here. Very electric attacking units. I think both teams to score is an absolute hammer for these 2 teams. I'm going to have multiple units on it at minus 118.
Yeah, I think that's a good look, Cooper. I will add to it from a transfers perspective. I know we didn't go over it, but Pumas just added 3 days ago now a right winger from Boca in Argentina, Eduardo Salvio. You know, I follow almost all leagues. He's had a long career. I mean, he was on Benfica from July 2012 all the way to 2019.
Okay.
226 matches with Benfica, 51 goals. Before that, Atletico Madrid. He started his career in Argentina. He was on the national team till 2020. So he's a veteran player. He's 31 years old. And, you know, every team he's been on, he's seen the field and has been active. So I think this could be a sneaky little ad for them. I don't know if he's going to play. But they're adding some potential veteran leadership skilled players. And I think that's going to be huge for them potentially.
I think he comes in. I mean, he's only 31 years old. I'm looking at his page right now. He looks like he was taking all the penalties and a lot of set pieces for Boca. So I think he probably steps in and plays. I don't know if he plays this week, but he's in game shape because Argentina has been rolling for a while now. So
absolutely.
I think that's a good addition. I mean, anytime you're bringing somebody in to provide any added service to Dineno up top, it's A-okay with me. So,
100%.
Anyways, that's my play for the week, and RJ has got another one for us. So what do you got?
Yeah. So my second play, we're going back to Chivas, right? We went there week one. Team total over 1.5. I watched the highlights. I was out, so I didn't see the game. But Chivas had a ton of chances. I mean, the first goal, if you saw the game, right, the forward came in. The ball was right in front of the net. The ball, he kicked it. It bounced right off the post, hit him in the head, bounced off his arm, and went in the net. Handball. I mean, it is a handball. It's just like the bounce it took was kind of fluky. And then the second goal they scored in the first half was offside, right? So it was legitimate. But they were the better team. I think if that first goal could have hit off his head and went in, right, that would have been a different game. A goal in the first 10, 15 minutes. We would have
– It's an onslaught at that point. I mean, I think that –
It's an onslaught.
Yeah.
I mean, they just have bad luck, bad breaks. But it is what it is. It's gambling, and that's – sometimes you get bad breaks. So, anyways, I'm going back to Chivas. You know, the – the numbers from an XG perspective, well, first off, they're back home again, right? They're not traveling. They're back home. I expect them to be extremely efficient and hungry, because that was a frustrating draw for them against Juarez, right? I mean, they just bad breaks. They had a 1.9 shot-based XG, which, you know, is kind of about right. They probably should have scored two goals. Yeah. And San Luis in week one had a 0.8 XG, which they were able to find the net once. But from an adjusted goal total, I think what we're going to look at here, Guadalajara Chivas is plus 101 on the money line on Bet Rivers. And I think what we would expect here is Chivas again to just be the more disciplined team, kind of control the pace. You know, San Luis is kind of sporadic. You know, it's a team that I can't really trust. Their games are typically filled with quite a bit of goals here. The goal total is kind of interesting at over 2.25 at minus 105, but I'm taking the money line, Chivas money line at plus 101. Okay. I think they get it done here this week. It's one of my favorite plays that, you know, out of the six or seven that are there. And I think they get revenge and get in the win column here against a very vulnerable San Luis squad.
Yeah, yeah. I was waiting to see which direction you were going to end up going with that. And I do like the money line, just because, first of all, Atletico San Luis, while they ended the season really hot on offense last season and took that into the playoffs, but their leading goal scorer is gone.
Yep.
Herman Bertarami, he's gone. So that's kind of like their offensive identity. But they tried to play the same way last week and obviously got burned and lost at home. Couldn't play any defense whatsoever. Like you said, they were kind of all over the place. So I think Chivas plays their game here. They're going to be more organized, especially at home. And like you said, they should be hungry. I think this is a good spot too. I'm probably going to be getting on the fade train of this Atletico San Luis team. First couple games, just because I think that they're struggling to find their identity. And I have to agree, this is another good spot for Chivas. And, you know, if Chivas lets us down two or three times in a row, maybe we reassess at that point. But all the analytics are in our favor here. And it's a very good spot for Chivas. I agree with you.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm a statistical guy. I use stats a lot. I rely heavily on them. And you know, I think the first few weeks will be a little sort of out of my comfort zone, to be truthful with you, because it's not my normal. But I have found ways to adapt and take advantage of the early lines and early in the season. But I think also once we get to like match day six, match day seven, maybe even eight, when there's a little more data to work with, right, that's when we'll really start to get in a groove. But for me personally, that's kind of how I approach these early season games. And you know, we got a plus money play and then we got a minus 128. So ideally we hit one at Chivas, you know, or I still think we have a really good chance to get both, right? That's why I'm betting these games. So confidence is there. It's just, it's early in the season. So just, you know, bet responsibly, bet cautiously, so to speak.
Yeah. Great advice there. Just kind of echoing what we talked about a little bit last week, as we get to know these teams, we'll be more comfortable, you know, risking our own units and giving professional advice. But with that, those are our three plays for Liga MX match week number two. Super excited to sit down on the couch and watch and see how these unfold. Well, yep. Definitely one of my favorite things to do every single week. So just make sure you guys are, please give us the thumbs up. It helps us a whole lot. And make sure you guys are following the whole Bet Rivers podcast channel. Tons of content for tons of leagues all over the world. And tons of guys that put a lot of hard work and effort into this and do a really good job. So great professional advice from the whole channel. And appreciate you guys. And we will see you for match week three.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.